Okay. So, last week, we did the Mishnah on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. And I guess the main ideas that we said were, first we explained one point that has to do with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's opinion. So again, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that you say avos, gevuros, right? You start the tefillah normally, avos, gevuros. But then in the Kedushas Hashem, the bracha of Barachat Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh, unlike our machzor, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri put the Malchius in with Kedusha. In other words, with Atah Kadosh, with HaMelech HaKadosh. But he was not Tokeya at the conclusion. So even though he said Malchius, he wasn't Tokeya. And then he said the Kedushas Hayom plain, and there were just Atava Chartanu and the usual things that would go in like the middle bracha of a Musaf, of a Yontif, or actually the middle bracha of any tefillah of a Yontif, mentioning of course the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah. And you would conclude, whatever, Melech HaKol Haaretz, Mekadesh Yisrael, V'yom HaZikaron. And then he was Tokeya. And then he said Zichronos, and he was Tokeya. And then he said Shofaros, and he was Tokeya. So we asked, why is it that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri couldn't be Tokeya after HaMelech HaKadosh, in other words, right after saying Malchius. And that was, at least according to the Mishnah, that was Rabbi Akiva's objection. That how could you say Malchius and not have the Tekiyas at the end? Although that question gets a little bit modified in the Gemara, but at this point. But nevertheless, it's a good question. Why are you on Tekiyas? So we answered, because we prove from a Gemara on Chav Vav Amud Beis that the whole shape of the shofar is determined because the shofar has a din tefillah. That the shofar has a din tefillah, and that there are two ideas of tefillah. There's tefillah bepeh, where you enunciate things, and then there's a tefillah al yidei shofar, which is basically a yibava, cry. That's the Yom Tru, that's the Trua, the Yabava. And because Shofar has a Din Tfila, therefore, we were able to explain Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's opinion, because you cannot have Bakasha and Tfila in the first three brachos of the Tfila, of the Amida. So, because those are all supposed to be Shvachos Shomakom. And since it has to be a shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person doesn't have a right yet to include his own personal requests, his own tefillos. So, therefore, you couldn't have tekiya qualifying the first, the bracha of Kedushas Hashem, meaning you can't have a tefila, a bakasha, associated with the first three brachos. That was one idea we said. And the second idea we said was, why is it that the Mishnah, by Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and then when it mentions how Rabbi Akiva formulates the Musaf, which of course is the way we have it in the Machzor, okay, which I'll just mention, is that you do not say Malchius and Kedushas Hashem in the Atah Kadosh, but you mention Malchius, you tie it together with Kedushas Hayom. So the, if you start off at Hava Chartanu, if you say the first three brachas normally, okay, and then you have Tava Chartanu, and you have Mubnei Chataenu, and there's, you have the typical, again, Kedushas Hayom of the middle of Musaf, And then, somewhere in the middle of that, you start Aleinu L'Shabayach, the introductory paragraph to Malchias, then you say the Psukim of Malchias, and then you have the concluding Tefillah, and you tie together the Kedushas Hayom and the Malchias together, Melech HaKol HaAretz, Mekadosh Yom HaZikaron, and then you're Tokeya. And then after the Zichronos, of course, you're Tokeya, then after Shofros, you're Tokeya. But the question we asked was, and it's both by Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri as well as by Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah goes out of its way to tell you the entire order of the tefillah. Say the brachos, Omer Avos, Gvuros, Dusha Shem, da 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 da, and then you have Omer Avoda, Hoda, Ubirkas Kohanim. And the same thing by Rabbi Akiva, and you even have it again in the Brisa, in the Gemara. The Gemara starts asking, how do you know you're supposed to say Magen Avram? How do you know you're supposed to say Mechaya Mesim? You know, etc., etc. So that was the other question we raised. Why does the Gemara have to prove that you say Avos? Why does it need to mention the whole Seder, the order of the Brachas? I mean, we know what a Shemona Esrei looks like. We know what a Tefillah looks like. And it, in fact, the proofs that the Gemara brings are exactly the proofs the Gemara brings in Gemara Megillah when it's really talking about there, the topic is really the order of the Shemona Esrei. So why does it have to do that all over again over here? So that we said, based again on the same idea, that since the shofar is a din tefillah, it's halach and tefillah, but it's a different kind of tefillah. It's a tefillah without enunciation of words. It's a tefillah of yibava, of cry. So the Gemara wanted to demonstrate that even that tefillah still requires Shevach before and Hodah afterwards in order to permit you to have Tefillah and Bakasha. You might think that maybe since it's a different kind of a Tefillah, it's a Tefillah without enunciation, without words, so you might think that you don't require, maybe the format's different. It doesn't require an enunciated Shevach and an enunciated Hodah. In fact, maybe you would think that those don't go together. But the answer is, Kamash Malan, our Mishnah Gemara is telling us that that's not true. That any time Adam wants to express Bakasha and Tefillah, he always requires Shevach before and Hodah following. Okay? Those are the two points that we basically made last week. Then, from there, we started the Gemara. And we just left off with a question. So, we'll come back to Rabbi Akiva's question. Well, you know what? Let's do Rabbi Akiva's question. Let's just get the question down, and then we'll attempt to understand it. Okay, so we'll start from the Gemara, then, on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph again. Amar la Rabbi Akiva, Im eino tokeya lamalchias lama hu mazkir. Okay, now, by the way, just like I said, you know, it's always, if anyone doesn't understand something, stop me, or you have a thought, or whatever, you know? I'd rather not be a lecturer, yes.
I have a question.
Yes. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, im eino tokeya lamalchias lama hu mazkir. Lama hu mazkir? Rachmana mar itkar. So the Gemara is a little bit surprised at what you might think, you know, in a superficial reading of Rabbi Akiva, what it might mean. Because if you didn't tell me Rabbi Akiva's kasha was that if you're not being tokeya, why are you mentioning Malchias altogether? What do you mean? The Torah says you have to mention Malchias. Okay? And Rashi on the spot says, Rashi's on the top right hand column. The first Rashi in the Gemara, Rachmana Amar Idkar. So Rashi says, Kidasanya Bebraisa Lakaman, as we're going to learn in a Braisa later. As Rashi wants to let you know that the Braisa is going to prove that point. Okay, but it is a proven point. That they prove that you have to say Malchias, Zechronos, and Shofros on Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, the question is, the question can't be, that Rabbi Akiva was simply asking that if you're not Tokeya, what are you saying Malchias for? What do you mean? You have to say Malchias. So the Gemara says, Ella, rather, this is what Rabbi Akiva's kasha was. Ella lama eser, lema tesha, the whole vishtani ishtani. Rabbi Akiva's kasha was, the Mishnah didn't say all the words. It like cut it off at the halfway point. Let you figure out the rest, or you should know what the rest is. And what was the question? The question was that if you're not being Tokeya, why are you being Mazkir 10 Psukim? You should say 9. That since it's different, it's different. Now, of course, just a quick premise here. For those who don't remember, the structure of Malchias, Achronos, and Shofros, each one of them has 3 sections to it. They all have an introductory paragraph that tells you the theme, whatever you're introducing. So in Malchias, for instance, you're going to start off with Aleinu L'Shabeach, which is Sheheim Mishtachvim, V'anachnu Kor Mishtachvim, Modum Flei Melech Malchay Amlochim. There's the whole theme. It introduces the whole theme of Malchus Hashem. And then you go and you show that theme is in the Torah. And then you say, Kakasu Besarasacha, Hashem Yimloch Lom Va'ed, Vahi Bishurim Melech, etc., etc. And then you quote from the Ksuvim, Psukim also, that show Sushar Mashechem, V'yavu Melech HaKavod, Misa Melech HaKavod, etc. And then again in the Vim. Okay? Valu Moshim Arzion, Lishpot Asar Yisav, Aysal Hashem Hamalucha, V'nemar, V'yashem L'melcha Kol Aretz, and then your Mashlim, the 10th Pasuk, your Mashlim again with Torah. U'v'Torascha Kasav Leimor, Shema Yisrael Hashem Okin Hashem Achad. So you always have first the introductory paragraph which states the theme, then you have the Psukim from Tanakh, and then you finally have the last paragraph. But this is going to be a difference. I mean, this is going to be a difference if you learn like Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, by the way. But I'll just mention it right now, just for our machzor, which was like Rabbi Akiva. Then the last paragraph is the tefillah. Elokeinu v'lekev oseinu, meloch al kol olam kubichvodecha, v'hina se al kol aretz bikarecha. Okay? In other words, your bakasha is in line with the theme of Malchias, or in line with the theme of Zichronos, or in line with the theme of Shofros. And then you have the conclusion of the bracha. So you always have, in our machzor, according to Rabbi Akiva, you're always going to have the introductory paragraph, the theme, the psukim that demonstrate that you show the theme in Tanakh, and then you have the concluding paragraph, which according to Rabbi Akiva will be a bakasha for Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros. But of course, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, you'll only be Zichronos and Shofros. Okay, you won't have that last Bakasha aspect if you include it in the Hamelech HaKadosh, in the Kedushas Hashem. Okay? So Rabbi Akiva's Kasha was, as the Gemara understands it, Rabbi Akiva's Kasha is, if you're not being Tokeya, meaning you're treating Malchias differently, then you're treating Zichronos and Shofros because you're not concluding with a Tekiah. So then it should be different in how many Psukim you quote from Tanakh. You shouldn't be quoting 10 Psukim. You should be quoting less than 10 Psukim. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi expresses the question. The Rashi right after the one we just left off with, Lema Teisha. The whole Vishtani. Say 9, since it's been changed. Malchias mezichronos le'inyin tekiya. Since Malchias is different than Zichronos regarding tekiya, she'ein token bahen, because you're not tokeya by the Malchias, ishtanu nami lifchos man. So it should also be different that you should have less than 10. It should be less than 10. And that was Rabbi Akiva's Kasha. Okay? So we said last week that the question offhand doesn't sound very intelligible. I mean, what kind of question is that? Well, what's the rationale of that question? And moreover, it's interesting that Rabbi Akiva didn't ask him a more direct question, namely, why are you putting Malchias in Kedushas Hashem? Its proper place is in Kedushas Hayom. That's the right. In other words, if Rabbi Akiva would have walked into Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's shul, and he would have heard him say Malchias in Kedushas Hashem, but let's assume the Chazan would have said less than 10 psukim, it sounds like Rabbi Akiva would have been okay. He wouldn't have complained. But his complaint is because they're saying 10 psukim. I mean, what do we care? 10 psukim, 9 psukim, 8 psukim, what's the difference? That's the problem with understanding Rabbi Akiva's question. Okay. All right, is everybody with me? Any problems with that? All right, so let's just start off by at least understanding Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Let's get a basic understanding of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. What's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's approach? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says like this. He knows that you have to add Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros. Now, in looking at Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri saw right away that Malchias is already a theme, an idea that already exists in the Tefillah. And that's the theme of Atah Kadosh, V'Shimcha Kadosh. Because that's really Malchias. And Horaya, that you see that the Chasimas HaBracha, we even emphasize that by saying Baruch Atah Hashem, HaMelech HaKadosh. Okay? So, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said that the idea of Malchus Hashem is already exists in the third bracha of the Tefillah. And because it already exists in the third bracha, it makes sense to say that it should be included, that it's an expansion, that the Malchus really is an expansion of the idea of Malchus Hashem that you enunciate in a very short manner through the year. Okay? And by the way, just to just a basic point about Malchus, and it might be helpful in understanding it, is that when you speak about, you know, Malchus and Melech by Hashem, so you don't mean like the same idea of Melech by a person. Because by a person, it means that the person, by a king, it means that he rules over something. It's a relationship. There's a king and there are subjects. But you see, by Hashem, when you say Melech, you don't mean that. And the biggest proof is, of course, as Rebbe has mentioned many times, is because you say Adon Olam Hashem Malach Beterem Kol Yitzir Nivra. That Asher Malach Beterem Kol, prior. Okay, and there's before there was any other existence. Okay, by the way, the Terem there is a very specific word. Terem means not in time, but in terms of existence. Okay? That Beterem Kol Yitzir Nivra, before there was any Nivra, before there was anything created, God is already considered king. Like you say, many times you have this in Piyutim, right? Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch Ilam Va'ed. It means always. So it's a different idea by God. But by God, it means that, you see, let me express it this way. By God, the reason why he rules over the universe is a result of his essence. God has an essence, okay? And the kingship, any kingship that's expressed, is always a result of that. It's not like man. Man, it's the reverse. Man becomes king because he does certain things, because of a certain situation. He now he rules over people, so now you call him the king. It doesn't result from his essence. The reason why man calls God king is because the very definition of melech is part of his essence. What does it mean, melech? Melech means he's completely different. He has the complete kingliness. That's part of his nature. And therefore it has nothing to do with whether or not there are creatures in existence. And that's what you mean. You say, Atah Kadosh, V'Shimcha Kadosh. You see, you are Kadosh. You are really the ultimate Kadosh. You are the ultimately differentiated being that has no relationship to anything physical. You're not created. It's a completely different kind of essence. And that's what you mean by Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim. It doesn't mean God's Melech because by virtue of a relationship. It's by virtue of his essence. Might be a little bit of an abstract point, but nevertheless a very true one. So it's nothing to do, it's not a result of God's actions, but he's removed and he's differentiated because of his essence, because of his very existence and being. Okay? So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, getting back over here, so according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, when you look at the theme of Malchius, it doesn't make sense to make Malchius a separate bracha, because clearly it's an elaboration already of a theme and concept that's already part of the Shlosh Brachas Rishonos. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, it makes sense that Malchius is part of HaMelech HaKadosh, the third bracha. Now, Rabbi Yochanan said like this, what about the shofar? What about shofar? Shofar is tefillah. It's tefillah bakasha. And it's a din tefillah bakasha. So therefore, where does shofar belong? The answer is, shofar has to qualify the parts that are tefillah and bakasha. So the first bracha that is considered tefillah u'bakasha is, of course, Kedushas Hayom. And therefore, the shofar qualifies that. The next bracha of tefillah is Zichronos. The next one is Shofros. And that's where you put the shofar. In other words, the shofar is not tied in to Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros in any real way. It's not related to Malchus at all. It's related to Bakasha. It's related to Tefillah. There's no relationship. Even though you blow shofar at the end of Zichronos, it's not because it's Zichronos. It's only because Zichronos is Bakasha and Tefillah. It's in the middle section. And since it's the Brachos and Tzoyos, it's the middle section of Bakasha and Tefillah, that's why you have shofar. And then you have shofar again, and then shofros. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's system is very nice. He knew you have these additions, and now the additions, one of the additions clearly is an expansion of an already existing idea. The zichronos and shofros are tefillah u'bakasha, and therefore belong in the middle. And therefore, you're tokeya during the middle three brachos. And you can't be tokeya after Malchius, and it shouldn't bother you that you're not tokeya after Malchius, because it's not malchias or zechronos or shofros that demand shofar. It's tefilo bakasha that demands shofar. And therefore, that's exactly how you set it up. And that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's shita. That's how he understands it. Okay? Now we're ready for Rabbi Akiva. So, to understand Rabbi Akiva, let me just say one introduction. Actually, we'll have two introductions, but start with the first one. The first introduction is that there are sometimes when you have a machlokas, so there's two ways to approach the other view, or how you argue with the other view. One way is to demonstrate straight on that the idea that the person is saying cannot be. That's one possibility. But sometimes, and I think certainly we understand this, we're certainly sympathetic to this, so that the other guy's position, really, you could live with it. You hear it. Maybe you don't. Maybe you feel yours is better, but really you don't have any real objection, theoretically, to his view. But it could be that the result of his view could result in a problem, and you could show him that if you take your view, even though I don't find objection with it, straight on, but I could show you it's going to result in a problem. In a halachic kind of problem, in a Torah kind of a problem. It's a different way of arguing. You'll see. Okay? So, in order to understand Rabbi Akiva's argument, we just have to take a look at one more Gemara. It's on the same daf. Take a look at the next Mishnah. Alright? We're just going to go quickly because I just want to pick up a couple of facts that will help us understand Rabbi Akiva's objection. So, the first line of the Mishnah says, Ein pochasin me'asara malchias, me'asara zechronos, me'asara shofros. So the Mishnah says you should not have less than 10 malchias, 10 zechronos, and 10 shofros. And by the way, everybody holds that. Everybody holds the chadchila, you should quote 10 psukim. Okay? Now, the Gemara says like this, Hani asara malchias keneged me. These 10 malchias, what do they correspond to? Amar, and it should say Rebbe Levi. Okay, it's missing the word Levi there. Amar Rebbe Levi, Keneged Asara Hilulim Sha'amar David B'Sefer Tehillim. Rebbe Levi says it corresponds to the 10 Hilulim, like either Hallelukas or Hallelujah, that kind of expression that David said in Sefer Tehillim. So the Gemara says, Hilulim Tuvahavu. What are you talking about? There are a lot more than 10 Hilulim and Sefer Tehillim. Hanach, so the Gemara says, no. Hanach Dechsiv Behu Halleluhu Beseka Shofar. It means the Hallelujahs that are connected with the Pasuk about Shofar, which is really the last Halleluka that we say in Psuki de Zimra. And it's also the last Halleluka, of course, of the whole Tehillim that we say every day. So in that last Halleluka, there are 10 expressions of Hilulim. In that last paragraph, in that last capital. Alright? That's the first opinion. Rav Yosef Amar, Keneged Aseres Hadibros, Shenemrulo Lemoshe Besinai. So the ten psukim, correspond to the Aseres HaDibros. Rav Yochanan Amar, Keneged Asara Ma'amoros Shebahen Nivra HaOlam. And Rav Yochanan says, no, it corresponds to the 10 sayings by which God created the world. right? All the Vayomer Elokim Yor, like that. Okay, the Asara Mamoras. Okay? So, whatever, you have a three-way machlokas of how do you know that you need 10 psukim in the Malchias, Zechronos, and Shofros. That's what the Gemara says. Now let's go back to Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says like this. Rabbi Akiva's argument is, look, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, I really hear you. I see what you're saying. It is possible to say that Malchius could be an expansion, an elaboration of the bracha of HaMelech HaKadosh. I hear you. That's not an impossible idea. I have no objection, even though Rabbi Akiva himself maintains that the Malchius should really belong where? In the Kedushas Hayom. He holds that the essence of Rosh Hashanah is Malchius, is really the idea of understanding, is really the ultimate day of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim, and therefore he maintains that the Malchius really belongs attached to the very Kedush Sayom, where the bracha you declare what the very sanctity and essence of this day is. But he understands that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri has a valid opinion that it could go in Kedushas Hashem. There's nothing impossible about that. Even if he prefers it should go in the Kedushas Hayom, but it's not anything illogical to put it in Kedushas Hashem. Yeah, on the contrary, it fits perfectly. But you see, Rabbi Akiva said like this. However, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, I could show you a reason why your opinion can't be right. Because really the Gemara says that how do you know that you need Tem Sukkim for Malchias, Zechronos, and Shofros? And the Gemara quotes different sources. But I'm not interested in what that question is, about the three different sources. But the bottom line is, the Gemara says, Malchias, Zechronos, and Shofros, you learn out either from A, from B, or from C. But the point is that you are learning out Malchias, Zechronos, and Shofros from a source, from a common source. So Rabbi Akiva says, that doesn't make sense. Because according to you, Malchias is Ishtani. What does it mean it's Ishtani? That it doesn't have tekiah. What does that mean, that Malchius doesn't have tekiah? What does that mean definitively? It means that Malchius is not capable of tekiah because Malchius is part of the Shavach. And therefore it cannot be qualified with tefillah bakasha. And if that is true, that means the Malchius is a different species of bracha completely from Zechronos and Shofros. In other words, Malchius is Shevach, is Shvachel Shalmakam, and Zechronos and Shofros are Tefillah Ubakasha. So how is it possible that the Gemara maintains that you're going to learn out apples and oranges from one common source? They're completely different. Malchius is a Min Bifnei Atzmo. It's not in common with Zechronos and Shofros. You can't derive them. It can't have one uniform derivation and structure. It doesn't make any sense. It should have been that the Gemara really learns out Malchius from a different source, and when they structure it, they really should have structured it differently. It shouldn't have Tem Psukim. Because if it has Tem Psukim, then it looks like they're a common theme, that they're derived from one common source. And that would be incorrect. They really are different, and the structure of the tefillah should reflect that difference. They shouldn't be learned from the same source, and they shouldn't be structured the same way. And that was what Rabbi Akiva was bothered by. In other words, he was not bothered, if you want to put Malchius and Kedush Hashem, fine. I can hear that possibility. But it can't be structured in a way that now sends the message that it's one common derivation and one common nature to all three of them. That doesn't make sense to me. That's what Rabbi Akiva's kasha was. If they all have temp sukkim, so then either the mespal is going to conclude that they're all shavach and they're all learned from one place, or they're all bakasha and learned from one place. That would be inappropriate. The tefillah should not be structured in a way that gives the wrong idea. It doesn't make sense. And it shouldn't be, and also, and furthermore, the derivation couldn't be in common. You couldn't have a common derivation. It's two problems. I mean, it's two sides of the same coin. You have a derivation that's problematic, and then you're structuring based on that derivation. That can't be. And that's why Rabbi Akiva said, because of that, and since we know the halacha is that in fact you have tem sukkim, so therefore malchias, there is another possibility, and that is that the malchias can also, and I don't know that Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Nuri would argue with this, but it could also be, it really reflects the Kiddush Hayom. And that must be its proper place. And therefore, oh, by the way, and one more point to add, and it comes out according to Rabbi Akiva, I should have mentioned this before, but it comes out according to Rabbi Akiva, now it makes sense that the Malchias Zichronos and Shofros, the special tefillas of Rosh Hashanah, are integrally bound up with the Shofar. Now the shofar really, you don't have to say anymore that the shofar is just related to the generic bakasha. And it just so happens to be, you know, that it's zichronos and shofros. Now it's a much simpler formulation. That now malchias, zichronos, and shofros are all part of the brachos and tzoyos. They all have a din of tfilo bakasha. You see? And shofar qualifies those special themes that have been introduced into Rosh Hashanah. Now there's an integral relationship between the two. So overall, Rabbi Akiva held it's a simpler formulation, and it avoids the kasha that it really, there's something the way you structure your Rabbi Yochanan that it says the wrong thing. It makes it appear as if there's a uniformity to these three things, and they're not. There isn't the uniformity. Yeah, in Shir, Rebbe pointed out to the guys an amazing thing, because you have in the Yerushalmi, you of course have the same Mishnayos, right? And again, the Mishnah, the way the Mishnah phrases Rabbi Akiva's question is just simply, "Emeino tokeya lamalchias lamahu mazkir." Right? If you're not tokeya, why are you mentioning it? Now, what's interesting is that in the Yerushalmi learns out that the 10 psukim of Malchias correspond to one thing. The psukim of Zichronos correspond to another thing, and the psukim of Shofros respond to yet a third thing. So the Yerushalmi really learns out the derivations from three different places. Okay? It's not one common derivation. Okay? It's not one common derivation in the Yerushalmi. Really, Yerushalmi learns out each one separately. And what's interesting to note in the Yerushalmi is that the Yerushalmi doesn't reinterpret Rabbi Akiva's question. Because once you say they're learned out from three different sources, then the primary aspect of his objection falls away. Because the way we explained it is that according to Rabbi Akiva, his kasha really is, how could you learn out a uniformity of the three if they're different types? And how could you learn them out from one source? Oh, but Yerushalmi doesn't learn them out from one source. It really learns it out from three different sources. And therefore, Yerushalmi learns the question at face value. Rabbi Akiva's question was simply, there's an inherent relationship between Malchias, Zechronos, and Shofros, and Shofar. So if you're saying Malchias, how come you're not Tokeya? He wasn't asking about the 9, the 10. That wasn't his kasha in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi learned it straight. That the question simply is that Malchias, Zechronos, and Shofros, yes, they might be three different things. Very nice. But Malchias, Zechronos, and Shofros should be integrally related to Shofar. And therefore, how come you didn't qualify it with Shofar? So it's a raya to how to learn the Bavli. That's my point. That if you learn it out from three different sources, then the underlying, you know, foundation of the question falls away. And I guess Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is not so worried about the fact that they maybe look alike, but who cares? They're from three different sources. No, so you're going to have to, learn the Torah Shebaal Peh, and you'll find it out. But the essence of the question goes away. But according to the Bavli, where they're all learned out from one source, that puts it into a different kind of a problem. Anyhow, the bottom line is, so they have two different structures. Okay? According to Rabbi Akiva, Malchias, Zechronos, and Shofros are bound up integrally with Shofar, with Tekiah Shofar. And he holds that Malchias, Zechronos, and Shofros are all Bakasha. Somebody asked before, can't you tell from the text? The answer is no, because all Malchias talks about is the concept of Malchias. Whether or not you use that for Shevach, or you utilize that for Bakasha, it can go either way. Any Shvacho Shel Makom could be used for, right? You could say God is the ultimate healer, and then you could have a Bakasha based on Refuah. So the same thing here. The Malchias could be pure Shevach, or if you maintain it's in the Brachos and Tzoyos, then it's going to be bound up with a Bakasha based on that theme. Okay? Next week we'll talk more about that point, because I'm going to save that for next week. A little bit more about that aspect. But I just want to get the more basic footing right now. Okay? So that's according to Rabbi Akiva. So again, Malchias, Zechronos, and Shofros is Bakasha. It's bound up with Tekiah. Okay, so the Bakasha, the themes of Malchias, Zechronos, and Shofros are bound up with Shofar, right? And then Kiddushas Hashem, according to him, is normal. Okay, it's a regular Kiddushas Hashem. All right? And according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it's different. The Malchias is an expansion of Kiddushas Hashem, and then the Shofar is going to be connected to the three brachos of Tefillah, which are Kedushas Hayom, Zechronos, and Shofros. That's their two structures. I just wanted to mention this one point in case somebody looks in the Machzor and raises a question. And that is, in the Bracha of Atah Kadosh, the third Bracha, so you say Atah Kadosh, Hashemcha Kadosh, Ukadoshim b'chol yom yalucha sela. And then you say, Uvachein tein pachtecha Hashem alkeinu akol ma'asecha. So, offhand, Uvachein tein pachtecha sounds like a request. And then again, uvechein tein kavod Hashem le'amecha, tehila le'reacha. So again, it sounds like a request. But the Rav said on a number of occasions that that's not correct. That in the future tense, uvechein tein pachtecho, uvechein tein kavod, tein there means titein, meaning it will happen. Uvechein titein pachtecho, that will happen. In other words, since God, your kadosh, etc., eventually the world is going to come to have that pachad. They're going to have that kavod. And he proved it by the third paragraph, where it says, uvechein tzadikim yirav v'yismachu. In other words, it's a statement of fact. That's what will happen. Tzadikim yirav v'yismachu v'yisharim yalozu. That's what's going to happen. That's a statement of fact, what will occur in Yemos HaMashiach. That's exactly what will happen. So therefore, it's not a kasha. There's no bakasha. There's no bakasha in a takadash. Okay? It's all shvacha shalmakam. That this will be the eventuality that God's will be fulfilled, and people will recognize the Malchus Hashem, the absolute unique being of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? All right.
Is that the correct reading when we're talking on that?
So the Gemara, after finishing this, now the Gemara goes into the Tana Rabbanan. It says, Tana Rabbana, rabbis taught, Minayin Shomim Avos, how do you know you say Avos? Shenemar Havel Hashem B'nei Eilim, okay, Uminayin Shomim Vuros, Shenemar Havel Hashem Kavod Va'oz, Uminayin Shomim Kedushos, Shenemar Havel Hashem Kavod Shmo, Ishtachel Hashem Bahadros Kodesh. Alright, all from the same capital of Tehillim. Alright, that's the one we say when we bring, you know, put the Torah back in the Aron. Okay, I'm not going into those derivations. Then it says, Uminayin Sha'omrim Malchia Zechronos V'Shofros. And how do you know you say Malchia Zechronos V'Shofros? Okay, so Rabbi Eliezer Omer Dichsiv Shabason Zichron Trua Mikra Kodesh. Alright, so that's the pasuk in Parshas Emor. Okay, just quickly, for those who don't remember, you basically have three main places. There is one fourth, but there are three main places of the Moados, of the holidays. So you have Parshas Emor, that lists all the Moados based on the idea of Kedushas Hayom of Isser Malacha. So you have Shabbos, and then you have Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos, and Shmini Atzeres. That's Parshas Moados and Emor. The next time you meet up with the Moados is in Parshas Pinchas. In Parshas Pinchas, you have the Moados, but here you have the Kedushas Hayom of Korban. In other words, where the day is differentiated by Korban, namely, of course, Musaf. So you have all the Yomim Tovim I just mentioned, and Shabbos, plus you have which one? Which one gets added? There's something that gets added if it's based just on Musaf. Somebody tell me, please. Then you also have Rosh Chodesh. So that's Parshas Pinchas. That's where you have Kedushas Hayom of Korban, where the day is differentiated by carbon. And then finally, the third main place is in Parshas Re'eh, in Sefer Devarim, where there you only have Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, and that's, of course, the idea of the Shlosh Regalim. Okay, those are the three Parshas. So now, the Gemara is quoting a pasuk from Parshas Amor, and the pasuk basically is a very simple pasuk. It says, Daber al b'nei Yisrael Amor, b'chodesh ha'shvi, b'echad l'chodesh, right? Speak to b'nei Yisrael, tell them on the seventh month, the first day of the month, yielachem shavason, zichron trua, mikra kodesh. That's the pasuk. Alright? That's the pasuk. By the way, there's only two psukim for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah doesn't really get too much attention in the Torah. In fact, the Ramban has a whole drasha about the fact that you don't even, from the Torah, you don't even know the significance, almost, of Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't say too much, you don't know why it's there. The Torah is very, it's of all the Yamim Tovim, it's the only one that really doesn't tell you what its purpose is. Alright. So, now, Rabbi Eliezer, now is Doresh the Pasuk. What does he say? Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Dechsiv, Shabbason, Zechron, Shua, Mikra, Kodesh, Shabbason, Zeh, Kiddush, Hayom. What does the word Shabbason tell you? That there's Kiddush, Hayom. Now, you have to know what that means here, in this context. Kiddush, Hayom means that you mention the Kiddush, Hayom in Tefillah. That's what that means. When the Torah says Shabbason, it means that it should be enunciated in your tefillah. Zichron, Elo Zichronos. That teaches you have to say Zichronos. Trua, Elo Shofros. Mikra Kodesh, Kadsheyu Basias Malacha. And Mikra Kodesh, the last term in the Pasuk, tells you that you have to sanctify the day with Isser Malacha. Okay? So it teaches you that you have to mention the Kedusha Yom in the Tefillah, Zichronos, Shofros, and Isser Malacha. Malchius will come later. Okay? The reason why the Brisa divides it is because Rabbi Akiva is about to argue, but they both agree about Malchius, so it left that at the end. Okay? But there will be Malchius. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, said Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Eliezer, Mipnei malo nomar Shabbason Shvos, Shabo Pasach HaKosav Tchila. Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Eliezer, I don't understand what you're talking about. Shouldn't you say that the word Shabbason, which is the first term in the Pasuk, shouldn't that be the topic of Shvos, of Isser Malacha? Meaning, what should come first? What's the essence of the day? The answer is Isser Malacha. You're not going to tell me mentioning that it's Rosh Hashanah in Tefillah is the essence of the day. That doesn't make any sense. That's a detail. Right? Let's say a person would come over to you and say, listen, I'm only going to observe one thing on Rosh Hashanah. What should I observe? So any good posek, any rub should answer, don't do malacha. You're not going to tell him it's okay, do malacha, but go hear the shofar. Nobody would say such a thing. No, skip the shofar, skip the davening, skip everything, don't do malacha. So Rabbi Akiva said, if they malo nomar shabbos and shvos, shabbo pasach hakasav tchila, that's the ikker. Ela Shabbason Katsheo Basias Malacha. Rather, Rabbi Akiva said, what does Shabbason mean in the Pasuk? Sanctify it with Isser Malacha. Zichron, Elu Zichronos. Trua, Elu Shofros. Mikra Kodesh, Zu Kedushas Hayom. So Rabbi Akiva doesn't argue with the elements of the day. He agrees. If you want to know what Rosh Hashanah is about, here are the elements. The only thing he argues is, in the order of being Doresh the Pasuk, that Shabbason has to mean Isser Malacha, and not mean Kedushas Hayom, which means mentioning it in the Tefillah. And where is that? That's at the end. So Rabbi Akiva says, the order should be, first you have Shabbason as Isser Malacha, that's the foundation of the day, that's the Ikar of the Yom, And then you have Zachronos and Shofros, and then you have the idea of Kiddush Sayyam. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. Okay? So, of course, the question is, I mean, what's the machlokas? What's the machlokas? Furthermore, who cares? At the end of the day, they end up with the same Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah doesn't look any different. It's the same thing. They have the same elements. There's no machlokas about it. So I mean, why have a machlokas like this in the Gemara? That's the problem. And I think we'll stop right here. Yeah, Rashi says it openly. Mipnei malo nama shabbos and shvos sharei pasach bo hakasav tchila v'hu bo lahazir al hamalacha shehi ikar. And it's coming to caution you about malacha, which is the essence. V'kach yofel lidrosh. And this is the right, this is the nice way to expound the pasach. Ho'el v'hu rishon b'mikra v'ashvisa rishon alakulam. Since it's the first term in the pasach, and the shvisa is the first, the most important primary thing from all these elements. So it makes sense that Shabbason is Malacha. Okay, so what did Rabbi Eliezer think? He didn't know that. I would dare say he knew that too. So what's the Machlokas? All right, next week.